The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave you the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at $5, down 3 on the open May, 505 and a half, down 1 and a half. At the Board of Trade in Chicago on LaSalle Street, March wheat opened at 485 and a half, down 2 on the open May, 491, down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 483, down 1. December, 492 and a half, down 2 on the open. March corn opened at 365 and 3 quarters, unchanged on the open May, 373 and 3 quarters, unchanged. July, 380, down a quarter. September, 367 and a quarter, down a quarter. December, 361 and a half, up a quarter. March 2008, 366 and a half, up a half on the open. March oats opened at 257 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. January soybeans opened at 648 and a half, up a half on the open. March, 664, up 1. May, 676, up a quarter. July, 687 and a half, unchanged. November, 707, up a quarter. January 2008, 710, unchanged on the open. January soybean meal opened at 185.50, up 60 on the open. March, 189.20, up 20. January soybean oil opened at 27.70, down 1 on the open. March, 28.17, up 2. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 99.80, down 20 on the open. March, 97.75, up 15. April, 98.95, down 10. May, 100 even, down 15 on the open. December live cattle opened at 86.75, down 7.5 on the open. February, 90.47.5, unchanged. April, 92.15, down 15 on the open. February lean hog opened at 62.45, up 57.5 on the open. April, 65.65, up 35. May, 71.10, up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 92.30, up 52.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It's turnaround Tuesday, at least off the opening bell in the soybean and corn pits. To what do we owe this strength?
Well, I think that, you know, basically we have seen a lot of strength along the way, Dave, just in the way we've looked at these markets, which we've been having a day up, a day down. But, you know, we've sort of had a little bit of a sell-off coming into the holiday season here. We saw some good support and bounced off it in the corn there yesterday. And I think that basically, you know, we were seeing somewhat of a lack of selling today, and we don't we just sort of feel that you know, the markets don't want to fall too hard or too fast in here with their ideas of the strength of these biofuels.
Last week, of course, we had Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as sales days, and Tuesday and Thursday as buying days. That trend continue this week?
Well, sure. You know, it started out that way pretty much, Dave. And, you know, we're not going to say that they won't come in that way or not, but choppy trade is going to be seen a lot in here. We've got the idea that the funds are way long their positions here, and that we might see a little more running to the sidelines. And then on the other side of things, we've got the tremendous balance sheet showing the demand and the ideas that we're going to have to continue to keep the corn prices high to buy acres. I think we have seen somewhat a softening of basis along the way in both the corn and the beans as far as the pressure put on for the end user. In the near term, there seems to be plenty of corn and beans at the Gulf, and most of the processors are covered, you know, for at least the near term that way. But, you know, all in all, this is still a very strong market with a lot of legs underneath it.
If March corn, though, doesn't hold 360 this week, what are the downside risks?
Well, I think, you know, there's a gap that started the top, puts down around 354. It takes a close back over 376 to turn us back bullish, Dave. And March corn traded below its 40-day average for the first time since September 18th yesterday. And, of course, you know, as we move on, those moving averages keep moving up because we've had such an up move. January beans closed below 650 for the first time since October 31st yesterday. And some are thinking that we could go as low as 620 in those Jan beans to fill some gaps and to make things look good.
In fact, yesterday the bean contract, the lead month option, took out the 50-day moving average. That was last October 4th. You mentioned that these moving averages are on sort of a straight-up move, particularly in the corn. Wouldn't be surprised in the next day or two that 50-day moving average might be at the bottom of our trading range.
It sure can. I mean, you know, just we've went up, we've moved back down, and, you know, our average as we move up, it gets that way, and it's going to make it harder to maintain, you know, the moves above it, Dave. So, you know, but there's still an awful lot of strength to this corn market.
Take a look at the wheat market. It's struggling today, unlike the corn and beans. March now at 501.5. Down 1.5, now down 1.75 at 501.25. July 492, down 2.5. Looks like these beans are fighting to hold the bottom of its 7-week trading range.
Yeah, and, you know, we were seeing some good rains in South America, so their wheat crop's looking good. We're seeing our exports not being very good. You know, the tightness, the price has rationed some of the export business, and along with that, why we're seeing the prices drift on down a little bit with the anticipation of an upcoming very good crop.
So technically, where are the next downside objectives in the wheat market?
Well, I think the next downside objective in the wheat market is down around, 471 in the March would be our, you know, the goal that they're shooting for to fill some gaps and to find some support.
And 447 would be in play after that, I suppose.
Yeah, we got to get to 471 there first, but after that, why, then it's pretty wide open down to the area you were talking about.
You're a little surprised that wheat market still hasn't found seasonal strength in here. Usually around this time of year, it begins to turn and catch and find a rally.
Well, I think that it probably would have, but we saw so much strength early, and then the rationing is taking place here, Dave, and with that rationing and with the world cut back and somewhat use, and then the anticipation of the increased plantings and the good weather in some of the other areas improving things, I think, has sort of taken us off the seasonals.
Going back to the corn, are we seeing some unwinding of spreads as well in that pit?
Oh, well, yeah, we sure are. We've seen the spreads coming off, and we saw the March to the next DESA has tightened up quite a bit here in the last couple weeks. So, as you know, we're looking there, and we're seeing the spreads unwinding there, too.
So all things being considered, I guess the wildest of the cards would be whether or not the funds want to take more profits before the end of the year or not. Yes?
I think you said it in a nutshell. You know, they've got tremendous length in this market. They've got, you know, if they decided to liquidate a percentage, anything over 10% of their position, Dave, this market could see a very big downward move here before the end of the year.
Especially since buyers might be on the sidelines in thin volume trade, I suppose.
You know, we've seen today has been light to moderate, low volume. You know, there are people on the floor. It says it looks like an up day. And to watch the March beans, do we stay above 662.5? Why, looks like everything else will stay strong along with it.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, he is located in New Market, Indiana, joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. In Kansas City, March wheat at $5.50, down 2.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat at $4.87.5, unchanged. May, $4.94.5, down a quarter. March corn, $3.68, up 2.25. May, $3.76, up 2.25. July, $3.82, up 2.25. September, $3.68.75, up 1.75. December, $3.64, up 2.25. January beans, $6.50.5, up 2.5. March, $6.65.5, up 2.5. May, $6.78, up 2.25. November, $7.09, up 2.25. January soybean meal, $181.50, up 20. January soybean oil, $27.85, up 14. At the Merck, January feeders, $99.50, down 50. December live cattle, $87.07.5, up 25. December lean hogs, $61.10. And it's not actually trading at the moment, the December lean hog contract. So we'll go ahead and get you caught up with the next one. The February now at 63 even, up 1.12.5. Taking a look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today. In northern and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, partly sunny, highs ranging from around 40 degrees in northeastern Indiana to 52 degrees in the far south. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows ranging from 20 in northwestern Illinois to 34 in far southern Illinois. Then tomorrow, in southern and western Illinois, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance for showers during the afternoon. Elsewhere, mostly sunny early, then increasing cloudiness, highs from 43 to 54 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, Broadcasting Service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.